friends. Welcome to our lifestyle podcast, Friends with a Twist. I'm Kenzie. I'm exploring this ethically non-monogamous lifestyle with my husband, Gary.
I'm Madison, and I've been having swinging fun with my husband, Barry, for 10 plus years.
We are best friends, but we also have a twist. We are social swingers who enjoy not just swinging, but naked fun.
We like finding friends who are sexually confident and free, just like us.
Join us as we discuss and share stories, tips, and husbands.
This podcast will contain sexually explicit material. If you are under 18, we are not the friends for you. Find a new podcast.
Hey friends, welcome to episode 33 of Friends with a Twist. I am half of your dynamic duo, Kenzie, and I am joined by my beautiful co-host,
Madison. And just to remind you guys, because I feel like a lot of people are losing track, I'm Madison. I'm married to Barry. I typically have the lighter blonde hair in our photos. Kenzie, my co-host, has slightly darker hair, curly or straight, and she's the one married to Gary.
Good reminder. It's a little refresher. Yeah.
I know it's in like our show opener, but I feel like we've gotten a lot of messages lately like, who's who? Who's who? Who's who?
Yeah. And like Madison is generally like a caramel color and I'm the pasty white fuck.
Caramel.
So there's that is a helpful distinction too.
Sure. Sure. Yeah.
All right. So here we are, episode 33. We are ready to go. We had all sorts of fwat fun already this evening. We appreciate all of you listening. You know where to find us, social media, FWAT_podcast, Instagram and Twitter, friendswithatwist@yahoo.com if you're so inclined to reach out with questions, concerns. What's on tap for this episode? We are going to start with our chick chat, give you an update of what's new with each of us, what's going on in our sexy lives. For our life and the lifestyle segment this episode, we are going to talk about 5 tips to help ensure that you're having the best swinger sex possible.
Oh, yeah.
Our going deep segment this episode features a sexy foursome story from Madison and Barry at a club.
Yeah.
Ooh. And then we'll wrap this all up with a nice bow from Barry and a surprise question. Mm-hmm. So hang in there, friends. You're in for a nice ride.
Good stuff coming.
So with that, we will take our shot.
Yeah.
And then we are right into our chick chat segment.
Cheers.
Cheers, friends.
Oh my God. This is going to be an episode where I am fucked up at the end. I just know it.
I think it's coming. That was like shot 3 or 4 of the night already.
Yeah.
I lost count already.
And pre-dinner, I did a little baby.
Oh, yeah. You were doing car bombs
Irish
already.
Car bomb. Yeah. So it's going to be lit tonight.
Wait for it. So, chick chat, what's new with us? Madison, would you like to share with the crowd?
Sure. Why
what's
not?
New with you and Barry?
Why not? So, Barry and I, we recently booked our next vacay. Ah! Super excited.
Jealous.
We are going back to Temptation in Cancun, Mexico.
Olé.
May 2023. I believe we are booked May 19th through 28th.
Nice long trip.
Yes, slightly longer than normal, like by 2 days maybe. But if anyone else is going then near the end of May, right before Memorial Day, we'll be back for that. But if you're going, hit us up. Let us know. We'd love to connect with you there.
Yeah.
We just can't seem to get away from temptation. We actually debated going to the Punta Cana, the Dominican resort.
Oh, the new one. Yeah.
I'm just too nervous to do that yet.
Drama.
I don't.
There's been all sorts of stuff online. Like, I don't know.
I've read a lot of conflicting things.
Yeah,
I think
it's tough.
Might be opening soon, but there's issues being nude here, fully nude there. I don't care about being fully nude. I think what I personally really like about Temptation is that it's only topless.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think I thrive off of having something on. I think it turns me on more. Like, I like a little bit of clothing. So I'm excited to be back at Temptation, take my top off, get some good tan lines just on my ass. And
nothing wrong with that.
And besides that, prior to May, we have New Year's Eve. So Barry and I, we're planning to go to PGC in Philly. I don't know what you guys are doing. Maybe meeting us there. I don't know. But that's what we're doing.
All right, I'll share my story and my part.
Let me know because I have no idea. But we're planning to, I think, go there. We're probably going to stay overnight in a local hotel because I don't want to have to drive. Well, Barry doesn't want to have to drive home from there. It's quite a long drive, especially after drinking all night and on New Year's Eve. Let's be safe, dicey. People.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that's our plan. Still trying to figure out what to wear. I need something sparkly. But like, I'm torn between wanting to be like sexy, sparkly, classy. But like, I'm at PGC, so why? Like, I should be wearing less. I don't know. Outfits, I don't know. Give me ideas, people.
You might have to do like an outfit change midnight.
That's a good idea. I will do that. Thank you. That's why I have you.
Oh, that's why you keep me around.
It's the only reason. Yeah. No. In case any of our listeners do not know, PGC is Pleasure Garden Club, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Just wanted to remind you guys of that, just in case you weren't sure what the heck we were talking about. So, and recently, Barry and I hit up another lifestyle club in New Jersey called Charisma, with a K. And we had an amazing time.
Ooh.
That's actually where our story is coming from in today's Going Deep segment.
Ooh,
so,
okay.
Stay tuned for that. We haven't been to this club called Charisma since their opening weekend. So it's been, I don't know, a year and a half or at least a year.
Oh, okay.
I'm losing track.
Yeah, yeah, a little while.
But they've made significant improvements. Like, not that they were bad to start out with, but right. They just improved and made it so much better since we've been there last time. And I don't want to get too much into the details of the club itself, but if you have not yet bought us a coffee on buymeacoffee.com, /FWAT podcast. You can support us that way. And anyone who donates to help fund the podcast that way does have access to private videos that we share, private posts. So I will be giving a review and like a little better idea of what Charisma is just to our supporters on Buy Me a Coffee. So if you would like to hear more about Charisma in New Jersey, buy us a coffee.
Thank
be
you.
Be happy to share more with you. But super fun night. Oh my God. We didn't get home till like 3:30 or something in the morning. Yeah. So that was fun. We haven't had a night like that in a while. And it was like a Christmas theme. So aww. I just had on the red dress. I shared a video in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's actually a dress that you gave me.
That you bought it. You donated to me for... It's fine.
I bought it from you.
And it was made for you. It did not look right on me. And I was like, Madison would rock this. I was like, you need to have this dress.
And I loved it. It was perfect for that night. I just felt like good, like sexy, not in like a Christmas outfit or per se. There were people like that, which was fine.
Sure.
But I don't know. I just felt like good and confident strolling in there for once. Number one, because we've been there before. And number two, like I felt like I was that fine limit of sexy theme, but not too much. And when I am that way, I feel super confident going into a setting. So it was cool to do that. Barry and I will definitely be back to that club again. The owners are amazing. And again, if you want to hear more about that club specifically, hit us up on buymeacoffee.com.
Woo!
All right. So what is going on with you and Gary?
Oh, gosh. Okay. So we ventured to PGC, Pleasure Garden Club in Philadelphia, on a first Friday when they allow single males into the club. And then they are also a little more focused on, maybe I would say, on some of like the BDSM, some of the kink world. It's a good mix of all sorts of stuff. You've got... You've got the BDSM, you've got singles, you've got couples, like something for everybody kind of night.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they typically do this on the first Friday of every month. So Gary and I ventured down mostly because we were chatting with a few couples in various venues, SLS, on the Field app, and there were going to be people there that night that we had been chatting with. So I said, what the hell? Let's try. Thinking like, you know, we'll just kind of like more bang for your buck. You know, like we can go kind of chat with a couple different people, see if we actually connect with anybody in person, you know,
that's
that whole thing.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
So I was trying to be efficient. So
how'd that work out?
Probably as it probably sounds, as lame as we were trying to be efficient.
Aww.
Not great.
Oh,
it was a little frustrating because we didn't really actually connect with any of the couples we like introduced ourselves to.
Like why? You just the vibe wasn't there or
not really. And it was kind of interesting because I had sort of been chatting with one couple on the Field app, F-E-E-L-D, for anybody who cares. like Gary had been talking with a different couple on the app. Mm-hmm. I think there was another couple we were communicating with through SLS, like feelers out all over the damn place, like mm-hmm. total fucking sluts. So I'm like asking Gary, oh, is that the couple you were talking to? And I'm trying to point out like, oh, well, I was talking to them and like, who are they? Like, so I don't know, like maybe that was part of it. Who knows? Kind of a bust. We didn't really connect with anybody. And again, like not even connect in the way, in the meaning of physical play, just the people that we did chat with that evening, to no one's fault. There wasn't the chemistry.
A good conversation.
There wasn't, yeah, like just we weren't really interested in continuing. And I don't think any of those people have really chatted with us electronically since then either. So apparently it was mutual. But again, just a little disappointing because we did have a few feelers out, and then to have like none of them pan out is just a little disappointing. So meh. So that was our big night at PGC, which I guess is why we don't go on our own, because it's no fun without you guys. But anyway, no, it was fine. And then more recently, we had the pleasure of hosting some friends again. This is a couple I had shared a story about from the summer, our friends Phil and Ellie that we met at PGC. I've told a story about them before. We saw them again. Maybe you'll hear more about it later. We did manage like some vanilla fun before the twisty fun. So it was a good combo of some of everything. And then I thought I would just give like a little quick shout out to the fact that Madison and I have had some just nice vanilla time together lately. We spent a day baking some cookies together and just like dancing it out to Christmas music in the kitchen. So did. And like,
oh, it was fun.
Just like good, clean, like girlfriend fun. So like obviously maybe not super exciting and sexy, but just, you know, we do actually do things with our clothes on, and
it's like the perfect balance.
Yeah, yes. Like it's not all naked photos in front of the Christmas tree. Like we did other cool things too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that perfectly goes along with our last episode where we talk about the balance of like having these friendships and the lifestyle, and we really benefit and thrive off of that good combo of sexy but yet vanilla time. Yeah. So,
and then I think the one other thing I'll mention quick, Gary and I are hosting a holiday party for some lifestyle friends. That's coming up after this episode will be released. So I don't obviously have information about it yet. More to come. We'll see how that goes. Mm-hmm. We don't really expect it to descend into an all-out orgy. It doesn't always go that way with this group, but we haven't seen some of these friends really since the summer. So it'll just be nice to kind of get together and have a few drinks, have a few laughs, that kind of thing. And just knowing that it's all people, you know, like-minded friends, we can all kind of be ourselves and be a little flirty, a little goofy, that kind of thing.
I guarantee there will be games where we get naked and just like, probably. That's just normal.
Yeah.
And we're doing like a secret gift exchange too.
Yeah, like kind of like a twist on a white elephant thing, kind of. Yes, yeah.
I'm excited for that.
So we'll see what kind of treats there are to be had there. Anyway, more to come on that. Yes, so anyway, all right, so that's it. That's what's new with us. We are going to take a quick break. You will hear from one of our sponsors, and we will be back with Life in the Lifestyle. Friends, we are so excited to announce a new partnership with Promescent. You may have heard Madison and I talk about using their products in previous episodes, so we're thrilled to be working together now. Promescent has everything you need to be better in bed. They have a wide variety of products, delay spray and delay wipes, lubes, toys, condoms, massage oils, and one of my favorites, the before and after wipes.
From our opinion, they are a one-stop shop for all of your sexual needs. You can check out what they have to offer at promescent.com. That's promescent.com. You'll get free shipping on any orders over $10. And don't worry, all of your orders will arrive in discreet packaging, so the mailman will never know what's inside. Yeah, we're back. I don't know what that was. Okay.
I like it. It was so good.
We're back for Life and Lifestyle. Like we said earlier this episode, we are going to talk about 5 ways to have better swinger sex.
Mm.
These are cumulative things we have learned over the years that we both agree upon. It's not the, I don't know, like the
end all be all.
Yes.
Right.
But these are our opinions. Generally and our best speaking, advice.
Right. I think these are pretty good guidelines.
Yes. So number one, if you really want to have great swinger sex, we recommend finding your people.
Mm.
And what that means is it's not just fucking everybody out there, taking time to really develop some sort of connection, find quality people. Not only a connection physically, but right. also sometimes a connection emotionally. And for some people to have really great sex in this atmosphere is you need both.
Yeah.
Like it, you need it all or nothing. We put out a poll on our social mm-hmm. media recently on Instagram and Twitter. Would you like to share some of that?
So on Twitter, where we can actually post a real poll, we asked, when you think about some of your best sexual swinger experiences, what made it so good? Physical attraction got 30% of the vote. Emotional connection got 47% of the vote. Partner's sexual tricks came in last, actually, with 11%.
Mm.
And other comment below got 12% of the vote.
Damn.
So just real quick before I get into like a couple specific responses, I just want to say, please note that sexual tricks came in last at 11%. Like you don't have to have some monster cock or some, you know, crazy like deep throat best blowjob of the world. I mean, that doesn't ever hurt, but you know, that's not what people seem to be looking for. Mm-hmm. They want kind of these other types of connections other than your ability to do some unique sexual thing.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's great if you can do that thing. Like, do it. Keep doing it. Yeah. That you don't like, have to do it. I know. Who sang that? They're going to cry.
So what was number one again?
Yeah. Emotional connection.
Okay, thank you.
And that, again, like this was just Kenzie's phrasing of the options.
Mm-hmm.
So without being overly like redundant here, I would say that the majority of Twitter and the way that we asked it on Instagram, a lot of responses did center around that idea of some kind of connection with the person or the couple that you're playing with. Mm-hmm. That really seemed to be kind of the overarching maybe factor that people responded with. So one respondent, I think very observantly noted, for us, it is multifaceted. Comfort, ease of interaction, intellectual and physical attraction amongst everyone. And of course, everyone had a great time. No one was left out. Like, I think that is like the ultimate answer.
Oh my God.
That covers all the bases. I would say the best swinger experiences we've had is where we do have a connection, not necessarily some deep emotional connection. And I'm ad-libbing a little bit here.
Mm-hmm.
But they were saying like just enjoying each other's company, like that kind of connection even. It's not like everybody has to be in love with each other. We're not alluding to that. Just a general sort of enjoyment of each other's company. You like each other goes a long way. I really enjoyed this response too. Having a connection with the person was good and she was hot, but sharing the experience with my wife and seeing her enjoy herself made it all so much hotter.
Oh.
There was a couple of those types of responses as well. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just those ideas of like connection, chemistry was how some people worded it. The combination of being attractive and being good people, like some like those kinds of themes we saw.
I think that's a big deal. I'm also looking at some of the responses from Instagram. I'm seeing a lot of answers that are like great communication, the connection with 3 exclamation points, a great connection, a genuine connection, chemistry. Like I feel like some people would be surprised that that's more important than just physical attraction.
Yeah.
Now, there's definitely a lot of things that say being physically attractive is important. But someone just here says not only being attracted to them, but physically, but also mentally is very important. So that's kind of the takeaway. I feel like to have good sex, sure. Like, I have those moments where you can be hot as fuck and dumb as a door. Yeah, I'll fuck you and it could be great. But if I really want to, like, cherish it and maybe want to do it again, I probably need a little more than just some good looks.
Right, right.
I need more of that connection. I thrive off, personally, I thrive off of, like, a good conversation, somebody who's smart, someone who, like, gets me. We can banter back and forth. I can be sarcastic with you. Like, that type of stuff makes it a lot more of a sensual experience for me personally.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. Absolutely.
So number two for having better swinger sex would be grooming and hygiene.
Oh yeah. My God.
Did I not talk about this not long ago? I recommend, if you're going out on a date, going to a club, whatever it is, females and males, shower. Please, maybe shave, wax, trim, tighten things up a little bit just, in the hair.
Whatever, yeah, whatever.
Smell nice, lotion, perfume goes a long way.
That's so
even
good.
If you're not sure if you're going to play with somebody, if you are at least personally prepared for any situation, like I personally always go to events fully shaved. I lotion everything. Go crazy with the deodorant. I spray everything. Even right before I go in, I spray everything. I even spray my vagina. Like, I spray everything just in case.
Right.
And then she's ready to go in case it happens. Highly recommend that.
No regrets.
Like, even if you're not planning to play, even if you just end up playing with your partner, like, you're ready for sex.
I don't know why I thought you were going to say playing with yourself. I don't know why.
Or that. You just smell good for yourself.
Whatever. You do you, queen.
I don't know. You feel better about yourself. I feel like your partner will be more into you, enlivened by the event because they're thriving off of those other senses. Like, good sexual connection isn't just what you're seeing or what you're feeling. It's what you're sensing, what you're touching, what you're smelling.
Absolutely. All the senses. And I'm not claiming to be perfect here by any means, but it's kind of a bummer. Like, maybe you're at a club dancing with somebody that you are physically attracted to. You know, you've had some fun, witty banter and whatever. And then, like, you go in for that first kiss and they have, like, terrible onion dinner breath. Like, God damn it. Like, did you not have a mint before you got here? Like, something, anything, make an effort. Like, you know, again, like, whatever. Most of the time at these events and clubs, everybody's having a few cocktails, so whatever. I don't expect everyone to be, you know, fresh from the dentist, but make an effort, you know? I'm sure it sounds stupid and, who knows, vain and petty, but it can be a real turnoff.
Yeah.
Or, like, hairy balls. Like,
yeah.
Have you ever talked to that guy again?
Nope.
Okay.
I know. We haven't properly ghosted him. I'm sorry. I've not followed my own advice. But we've been on vacation. I remember making out with a guy who, he was with a couple, but we both thought they were both very attractive. And I remember making out with him in the pool. And all I could think was that his breath felt like pasta, tasted and smelled like pasta. And I was like, this is cool, but no, this is weird. Like, am I eating lunch or am I making out with him? Like, I don't know. Like, it distracted me so much. Yeah. And I was like tasting his lunch as I was making out with him. Mm. And I was still into him, but it was just weird.
No, yeah. But, like, that's not the signal you want to send.
Yeah. So, okay.
Be clean.
Yes. Find your people and be clean. Number three, we recommend choosing the right environment for play. Mm. There's different situations you'll be out on. You'll either be on individual dates with people in the lifestyle, or you'll be at a club scene, party scene. I feel like maybe that's about it. Maybe we're missing something.
Unless you get into, like, the resort vacation stuff. I mean, there's that. But there's that.
Well. And, like, not all environments are equal for play. They're different scenarios. Yeah. If you're just out on a date with people, there's a whole other thing that goes into it. Like, where are you going to go back to play? Or what's appropriate to talk about at dinner, at a club, depending where you are.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot to take into consideration with that. But if you're meeting somebody at a club or at a resort,
maybe there are playrooms readily available.
Depending on the time of night, depending how many there are.
Yeah.
Like, that has screwed Barry and I up a few times in the bad way. Like, we go into a room, or all four of us, like, late at night, and we're fucked with this shitty-ass room in the corner or nothing at all because it's so late. Like,
yeah, everything's,
I don't know,
taken.
That's something to proactively think about.
And I would say, like, for Gary and I, at the risk of sounding like a total snob, I think I've said this before, we don't necessarily always like to play at clubs because we do prefer to kind of make those connections first. So by the time we might be ready to play with somebody, it's usually a little bit later in the night. And by that point, the rooms are like you said, all taken, all used up already, like that kind of thing. And again, being maybe a little petty, I think at some of the clubs, the furniture that you have to work with in some of these playrooms, it might just be an inflatable mattress. It might just be like, I don't even know what. It might not be ideal, I guess, if I'm just speaking for myself. As much as I might be into somebody at a club, generally I've had that thought that like, oh my gosh, even if we can go find a clean space to play in, like I know it's just not going to be awesome because I'm going to be on a freaking beanbag or an air mattress, essentially. Like, it doesn't do it for me.
But you also have to take into consideration that sometimes just the people, you have this fucking connection. I would fuck on a sidewalk in the middle of New York City. I don't fucking care where I am. I don't care who's watching. Like, if you're that into somebody and is all you have to play with,
you make it work.
You fucking make it work.
That's so fair.
I feel like you need to take it into consideration. Like, if that's really what your goal is, you want to fuck other people, you're going to do it anywhere. You think about your environment ahead of time and you just fucking go for it. You don't have to make that connection all the time. I prefer that. But
no, but you have those situations. It's
just opposite ends of the spectrum. There's all these different varieties.
No, I mean, that's a valid point. I just don't know that that's necessarily been something that has panned out for me.
So I
guess frankly I've been kind of turned off in some regards in playing in some of the clubs that we go to because it just like I don't know, like it's just not the right thing. Like,
does it feel too dirty for you or something?
I mean, it's that, or it's just like I'm sinking into this inflatable furniture and like I can't get the right angle or the right like thrust or like, oh, the only room that was available is the one where you can only put the chain across the door, which means people can come by and just watch. Sometimes I don't always want that. Like, there's all those kind of etiquette things and whatever. So, like I'm a fucking prissy swinger. Yeah.
It just, I think this is our first legitimate debate.
Oh my God.
I think it just depends what you want. Like, it does. That. Sure. And I also have where I'm fucking Barry on where we used to have a carpeted floor. And I was literally feeling the rug burn opening my skin. But I was like, I'm going to ride this cock till I die. And I had the most insane, like, bleeding bruises on my shins. And I didn't care because I was like, want this.
Yes. Yes.
But yeah, but then there's times where I'm like, ew, I'm not going to fucking lay on that mattress. I understand.
No.
But I think it goes back to like number one, having that connection, like finding your people.
Sure.
It depends on the person. I'll go the extra fucking mile for someone I really want to be with.
Yeah.
And if I'm not really feeling it, yeah, I'm going to be like picky and whatnot about the play area.
Totally fair.
So I think that's fair advice. I think that varies from person to person.
Sure.
One of our other ideas for better swinger sex is watching your alcohol intake and maybe food intake. Guilty as charged.
Shit.
We've gotten into trouble with this several times.
Maybe.
I've also recently discovered what maybe is not great to eat prior to certain nights out. Mm. Not because something like gross happened, but like I'm learning my body better. And I'm like, yeah, this kind of bothers me. Maybe I don't want to do that before a sexual situation.
Yeah. No, I hear
you. Just in case.
Yeah. I try to be very purposeful in terms of planning like dinner before we know that we're going to PGC, for example, something like that. Like, let's have something light.
It's like a good balance of carbs because you're going to drink.
Well, yeah.
But not too heavy because you don't want to be bloated and fat.
Right, yeah.
Like, feeling fat.
I'm not like making lasagna that night. Yeah.
But that's great prior to drinking.
So good.
But like, yeah, you want to feel your best. You want to put your best self out there. Yes. So you want to limit. All right, we're not good at limiting alcohol. We understand that. But that really does make or break situations. I feel like guys have it harder because they get what we know as like the whiskey dick. Like they just can't get it all the way. We've all experienced it. Whatever.
Yeah, yeah. It happens. It happens.
But also females get a little sloppy too. And like I've been known to fall asleep. So I can ruin a night that way with too much alcohol.
I mean, there's that one. And then I don't know if there's like a fun name for it. Like, so there's whiskey dick. Is there like, there's nothing that rhymes with vagina.
What happens to you?
Like, I can't orgasm because I've had too much to drink.
But do you like get wet and you can enjoy the ride?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, there's that.
Something. You don't always have to orgasm.
No, you're absolutely right. It's not about the O. But yeah, like I can be just like, you know, riding a cock for my life. And I just in my head, I'm like, oh, yeah, this isn't happening. Again, like can still be a very enjoyable experience. But like I just know like, oh, shit, like I'm done.
There's such a fine line, though, because some nights Barry and I will have just during the weeknight after work, we'll have a drink or two. I feel like we have this like wild, ravenous sex. But like then if we're too drunk, it's like, no. But when it's just right, I don't know. Like I want to try new things. Like we go harder. Mm. I don't know.
Goldilocks.
Do you? Yes, you got to be just right. And there's nothing wrong with, we have nights where during the week we do not drink, believe it or not. And we still have really great sex then. But I don't know. I feel like in lifestyle situations, out at parties, out at clubs, I always want to drink.
Oh, yeah.
Before doing anything.
Sure.
It eases me.
Yeah. And I think if they're like, perhaps if we have listeners who do not imbibe as much as we do, you might be thinking to yourself, self, why do these bitches drink so much if they know it's a problem? Fair question, listener. The answer is, I am much more fun when I am drinking than when I'm not.
And it's not like, no, we don't drink that heavily. I think we're making it sound a lot worse than it is.
But yeah. But no, for me, like, I feel like I need those couple drinks to just sort of loosen up, get out of my head, enjoy people's company. Like, I can be a better conversationalist because I'm not all in my fucking head. And I can just be a little more chill and approachable and fun.
Sometimes nicer. Yeah.
Yes. There's that. Fine. So
I love you.
There's that. But yeah. So frankly, for me, that's why I at least have those first few drinks. Then depending on the situation, it just depends like, oh, like, great. Now I feel good. I should have another one. Or like, oh my gosh, you're Kenzie and Madison. Let us buy you a fireball shot. It's a
slippery fucking slope.
And then like, there I am sliding down the hill on my ass, you know, slippery slope.
Water, water, water. Hydrate, hydrate, hydrate.
Oh my God, you'll have better sex. Please do that.
Promise.
Drink the water.
That actually came up in our story that I'm going to be sharing shortly. Like, we had to take a water break, and I could tell it kind of affected the guy. Like, he needed a fucking break and some fucking water, and it could have been, like, a whole nother story.
Mm-hmm.
But it was not a bad night. Listen to me. It's not a bad night. But I think it could have been a hell of a lot even better if we would have taken a break and hydrated.
Yeah.
That definitely limited us.
Sure. And I think I have had a recent experience like somewhat similar that just it was just kind of like that one too many. Like nobody was sloppy drunk. It wasn't that kind of situation. But it was just like maybe that one too many. And we just like all needed a break for a minute. Yeah. Yep. So
water does wonders.
Happens. Yeah.
So number five, final tip for better swinger sex, communicating with your partner and play partners.
Wow. Communication.
Have we not fucking said this 1,000 times?
Maybe.
And I feel like anytime anyone messages us on Instagram or Twitter asking for advice or saying they want their spouse to get into this and I want to show my wife all of this, what do we say? Communicate.
Tell her, not us.
And if you're, whether you're going out to meet on a lifestyle date or you're meeting at a club or something, especially when you're on like a one-on-one date, I think it makes sense to talk to your partner ahead of time about maybe some sort of cue or text or word or something, touch on the leg, whatever it may be, whether you're interested or not interested in the other couple if you're on a one-on-one situation where you don't have to make it weird where you're like, sorry, guys, we got to step away and talk about our feelings for 5 minutes. Like, like you can just easily tell your partner, I'm game. I'm not game.
Yeah.
And I've regretted not doing that with Barry a few times. Like, there's been situations where I'm like, please don't offer to go back. Please don't offer. Please don't offer. Please don't offer. And they're like, you guys want to go back? And we're like, sure. And I'm like, no, I don't really want to do this. What am I doing?
Yeah.
So we're telling you this because we've learned from it.
Yes. And there are plenty of, I think, subtle ways to do this, just as maybe just a quick aside here. I think my favorite was from our friends on the Swinger Diaries. For anyone who ever listened to their episodes when they were still podcasting, her thing was to tell her husband that she wanted a beer. And she did not like beer. So that was their own little internal signal that if she ever asked him for a beer, that meant like, get me the fuck out of here.
So did he ever go get her one or they just left?
No, I don't know. I guess this is a shitty story. Like, I don't know how it ever ended.
That's a great idea.
But whatever it is. Yeah. Like, if there's like something that you will never drink in a million years or never eat or like, I don't know, just like something that is never going to come up in normal conversation, maybe that's a good one to use as like, oh, hey, babe, like, go get me a shot of tequila.
Oh, that'd be mine.
Like, because you're never going to actually ask for that in real life. Like, whatever it is, but just something nonchalant. No, something nonchalant that you can communicate with your partner in that way if you need not sort of suspect. That out. Yeah.
Yeah. But also in a play situation, being able to communicate with your play partner, like
yes.
little cues. It doesn't have to be dirty talk, but like, yeah, no. I like that or harder, more. No, a little less. Like, I'm not afraid to say that anymore. I'm like, nope, not there. No, no.
Wrong hole. Like,
yes, more. Or like guiding their hand a little bit deeper. That stuff, I think, goes a long fucking way.
Yeah.
Because you're not only, in one way, you're making it better for yourself, but in another way, like, you're telling that person, like, yes, keep going. You're giving them the confidence, giving them the green light.
Yeah.
I think people really need to be comfortable and confident doing that.
I agree. I think for the most part, everyone in the lifestyle wants to please the person that they're with.
Like, more than being pleasure themselves, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, let them do that. Tell them what you want. Mm-hmm. Tell them what to do. Like, nobody in the lifestyle is a mind reader. They aren't going to just magically discover it on a whim.
Exactly.
Just fucking use the words. Tell them, direct them. Yeah, like, move their hand. Move their penis. Whatever. Anything. I don't know. Like, whatever is happening. There's nothing wrong with kind of giving those cues. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I think I have found over the years or experiences, it's actually kind of a turn on. Like, when somebody can just tell me what they want,
yes,
I am more than happy to do that thing. Like,
agreed.
Fine. That's what you want. Like, I can, for the most part, I can roll with that. Like, unless it's something totally like, I don't know, quick, get in a handstand and let me take a shot out of your vagina. Like, I'd only let you do that. So,
done that. Yep.
But anyway, like, and I don't, for the most part, under normal circumstances.
Yeah, I agree.
Just, yeah, tell me what you want, and I'm pretty willing to roll with it and do what you want and what's going to feel good for you and whatever.
Because that's the point of this. That's, you want to make people feel good. You feel good from it. Yeah, I think we had a lot of good points. 5 tips to have better swinger sex.
Yes.
I feel like we covered the best that we could. Obviously, there's a hell of a lot more to it.
Oh, yeah. All sorts of variables. Yes. But, like, these are things I think you as an individual at least have some control over.
Yeah.
And that's all you can hope to work with. You know, like, there's going to be shit out of your control.
But you learn from it. That's what it is. Communicating, exactly. I feel like, is the biggest takeaway, too.
Yes.
So these are just our best advice, our best tips to help you make a difference towards having a better, more satisfying swinger experience.
Oh, yeah.
Take it for what it is, folks. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with our Going Deep segment.
I can't wait. All right, friends, back with the Going Deep segment. And this episode's story is brought to us by Madison.
That's me.
And I have no idea what's happening. And I can't wait to hear this story and ask some probing questions.
Oh, God. Okay. Here we go. All right. So as I alluded to earlier, this story comes from the Lifestyle Club Charisma in New Jersey.
With a K.
With a K, Charisma with a K. And this was Barry and I's first time back since our opening weekend. Like I said earlier, the place looks amazing. Like, I had no doubts going there. I knew it would be a good time. Having been there already, I felt confident. Normally, when I go to a new place right off the bat that's brand new, I'm nervous. Yeah. I don't know. But I was like, fuck it, let's go there. Yeah, I'll wear this dress. Yeah, I feel good. Whatever. So I had on this red short dress. Christmas. It was a Christmas theme party that night.
Perfect.
And Barry, of course, looked dazzling in a collared long sleeve shirt, white, red, black stripes. met the Christmas theme without being over top. I felt like we were like classy Christmas there at a party. So like I also said earlier, we ran into another couple randomly that we've been friends with for like 10 plus years, but we just haven't seen them in a lot of years. Majority of those 10 years. But anyway, so we're going to call them for the sake of it, Mark and Hannah. Mark, he's tall, taller than me, which is nice. Dark hair, some facial hair, and just oh so easy on the eyes. Mm. Hannah, she's shorter than me, blonde short hair. She always dresses in the sexy theme. Like there's never any doubt about that.
Sure.
And she just loves to have a good time. One of those people that's not afraid to get out there on the dance floor, like get people involved. So they're both just a really good time. And she did actually get me out on the dance floor. It took a little because I like to have a few drinks in me first. Mm. Like if there's not a mirror where I can see what I look like, I'm like, yeah, I'm not ready for this unless I have a few drinks in my system. So she eventually got me there. But to be honest, both of them, they're fit and they complement each other equally in the looks department, which is sometimes rare. I feel like it's one or the other, but I feel like they're a very balanced duo. So I don't know, around maybe like midnight or so, we were joking that we should go in the live porn room. Mm. So that's a room. It's directly right off the dance floor in the bar area. And if you go in there, it projects, or there's some sort of setup where it projects onto a TV screen that shows into the dance bar area.
Oh,
so you can shut the door. You can be private. But everything you're doing in that room is like a live porno for everybody.
Okay.
If you'd like, you can cover the camera, which we later did. But initially, like, we were just joking, like, oh, we should go in there. Her and I said we would go in there together, but we wanted the guys to pull up two chairs on the dance floor, eat some popcorn, and watch us ladies go at it. Because they actually do offer like free snacks at the bar. There's bags of individual popcorns, chips, stuff like that. Which free water.
Nice. Yeah.
So we're like, guys, pull up a fucking chair and we'll go in there and we'll go at it. And she was kind of like joking about it. And I was like, yeah, I'd fucking do that. Yeah, let's go. Like, okay. And I think hopefully for Barry, that was his cue that I was okay playing, because I said like, yeah, I'll go do it. So her and I, we went into the room. We shut the door, kept the live stream on for the TV. She like immediately laid me down on the bed and just started going to town on my pussy. I still had my dress on, pulled it up, underwear was off, and like she went to town.
Just right at it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which was fine. I was okay with that. So then we switched. Like I put her down on the bed. Right before I did that, like she strategically, not very easily, but like pulled my dress up over my head.
Oh, okay.
Got that off. So I was naked. She laid down. I was like finger banging her and sucking on her clit. And I could like feel her clenching down on my fingers the whole time.
Nice.
Oh, so hot. But like I don't remember at this point if she was naked by now or if I took her, I forget. But I was naked, my ass was in the air towards the TV camera.
Oh, perfect.
And
I was
finger banging and mouthing her pussy.
All right.
But then after that, like there was just lots of making out that ensued, because that's my thing. I love to make out.
Right.
And so we went out that, not for too long, but a good enough amount of time. Then we opened the door I don't want to say like schoolgirls, but like little giddy girls. We open the door and we're like, look at the fellas outside. And there was a group of people like standing with them watching her TV, and the fellas were sitting on the chair eating popcorn
as instructed.
So fucking cute. I'm not even going to lie. It like turned me on because it was just so cute. Aww. Like they did exactly what we said. Maybe that's what turned me on. I don't know. But then also knowing that like other people were watching us too, I do not mind being watched. So that turns me on. Mm-hmm. So I was okay with that. So then Hannah and I, we invited the guys into the room. We shut the door again, but this time we turned the TV off.
Okay.
So no one had access to see. And
Everyone cried silently.
Everyone laughed. It was really sad.
So was that like a specific decision? Like, why then was it like private?
Yeah, honestly, I didn't care. I think it was more so Mark and Hannah's idea.
Okay.
Mainly Hannah's. She was like, yeah, so that was enough for everybody. Like, we're going to cover this up and we can do our own thing. I was like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
I don't care. We had our own little private play session at that point. And honestly, it was mostly separate play. There's a little mix throughout of her and I, like, touching each other, making out a little bit. But it was very much Hannah and Barry and then Mark and I on the same bed, but separate sessions were happening.
Okay.
And she kept saying several times throughout, like, she felt like he would, like, take up so much room and whatnot in the bed. And she's like, this is why I always get a separate room. We should have got a separate room. Aww. And I feel like if things would happen again in the future, they'd probably suggest playing separately.
Okay.
Which I think we'd be okay with.
Is that, do you think, because you have known them for a while, like, there's kind of a comfort level that would be okay, or just...
That's the funny thing. Like, we've never played with them in all the years we've been friends. We've never played with them like this, ever.
Yeah.
And then we randomly see them, and it's just like, why not? Let's not talk about anything. Let's just go do it. We had no discussion ahead of time about what any of us are into.
How you been? What's nope. new? Well, what's your rules?
Okay, no. We had, like, normal combos. Oh, okay. But we didn't have, like, so how do you guys play? Would you be interested in this? No.
Nope. Just let's go.
Which is interesting, actually.
Fuck in front of this camera.
Yep. Yep.
I like it.
I don't know. Sometimes I'm a little bit of an attention whore, so I'm okay with that.
Why not?
It's interesting. With the four of us, we didn't have any conversation, so we just kind of went with the flow, and I would hope that anyone would speak up if they were not comfortable with something.
Yeah.
This kind of comes up again later, because there were some new fucking things that happened.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Okay. So, as I said, it was mostly separate play. Like, it started out with her and I. Actually, it started out with her laying on the bed. Me back on top of her. So she was on her back. I, like, straddled her. Her and I started making out. And then the guys were fingering each of us from behind.
Oh.
I don't know whose fingers were in me, but no. One of them were. It
doesn't
was
even matter.
We were both getting fingered. We were making out, her and I. And then we separated. So I laid down. Mark went down on me. Barry went down on Hannah, from what I could see. Like, we were both kind of parallel in the bed. Females laying down, just getting pleasured.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Then the next thing you know, Mark is... fingering the fuck.
Ooh.
I said that loud. Fuck out of me. In this way that I've never experienced before. And I didn't ask for, but I'm okay with it. But, like, I've never experienced this before. He was trying to make me squirt.
Oh.
I've never done that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't understand at first. So him and Hannah, like, he just started doing it. And Hannah's from the side, like, getting eaten out by Barry. And she's like, just relax. Just relax. And I'm like, What? Okay, I'll just relax. And I did. And I was, like, deep breathing. And I, like, I did it. It happens.
Oh. Yeah,
it's the first fucking time ever. And I've always been one of those people that's like, ew, it's fucking piss on the bed. Like, I'm not getting into that debate right now. I don't fucking care what you think.
Fine.
But I just let him do it. I was deep breathing. I heard everyone saying, just relax. I was like, and he was just going to fucking town. Like, I felt like I was in labor or something. But then, like, it was right before we played, I went pee. So it wasn't that feeling. It was just, I just felt intensely wet from being turned on.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing you know, the bed was, like, wet underneath me. I'm not fucking kidding. That's it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So was it, like, enjoyable then? Like, what was that sensation like?
It was like, ew, but wow.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Yeah,
that
I get that.
Really,
I get that. Yeah.
I don't know. That sounds stupid, but that's how I felt.
But
I get it. I lifted myself up and then I laid back down. I was like, ew. Ew, it's wet. But I was like, oh, that's just me.
But it's good.
And I peed right before this. I didn't feel it coming out of that hole. Like, it literally
just happened.
Wetness from the pussy. I swear to fucking God. That was it. And then I laid back in my own wetness.
You just got to roll with it at that point.
Well,
I mean, it's you. But so has Barry ever made you want to squirt or a squirt?
I think I've always been so afraid. So no, Barry has not. But because I always say, like, no, stop. Ah, no, too much. Stop. No, I'm going to pee on you. No, blah, blah, blah.
All right. So it was more you than him.
Yeah. Oh, it's totally mental for me.
Okay.
But in this situation, it was so unexpected and new. And it was from someone who I had very quickly learned was experienced in it. And I just let him take control because I felt like, well, he knows what he's doing. Sure. She's telling me to relax. All right, fine. I'll fucking give it a go. And it was really hard for me to let go. It really was.
Yeah, I know.
I jokingly at one point, I was like, I'm going to shit on the bed. I'm going to shit on the bed. Nope. Stop. Nope. They're like, no, you're not. No, you're
not. You said that out loud while everyone is like having sexy time.
Yeah, I say a lot of fucked up things. I go from like sexy to not back to sexy really quickly. So, but they didn't even blink a fucking eye. They were just like, no, hi, no, relax. Just relax, girl. Relax. Cool. And I did.
Oh,
and
good for them.
I was like,
good people.
And then I was like, did I do it? And he's like, yeah, a little bit. And I'm like, oh my God, I did it. And he's like, yeah, a little bit. So I guess it wasn't that much, but I did it. But honestly, the whole time, Barry and Hannah were directly to my right because I was on my back. Mm-hmm. They're fucking next to us while this happens. Like literally fucking next to us while this happened. So then we take a break. I just kind of needed a breather. I'm like, what the fuck is happening tonight? This is very fucking unexpected. So I had Mark lay down on his back. This is where it comes into play. Like I grabbed tiny, like they give out free little water bottles out in these coolers.
Yeah.
I grabbed one. He's like, can I have some water? I was like, sure, here. Fuck. You don't know what a fucking forearm workout making someone
I can only imagine
is. Yeah. It's a workout. I'll get to that in a minute. But I gave him some water. Like, he just needed a minute. I was like, you lay down. I went down on him. I thought I was doing a good job sucking his cock. I went down on his balls a little bit, too. I was nice. Like, man, just seems relax. Good. Like, yeah. Let me do this for you.
Relax.
You did a lot.
Everybody needs to relax up in this room.
So then he grabbed a condom. Him and I fucked. And then it was like,
oh, like, were you on the top or the bottom?
I was on the top. But then we also switched and he was doing me from behind a little bit too. Like okay. It was just a lot of things, just a lot of different positions. Just
all over the damn place. Yes. In your fluids.
Yes. Thanks for the reminder. Yes. Then, interestingly enough, this might sound weird to people, but then it kind of turned into like him and I finished. Barry and Hannah basically finished from what I could tell. Like I wasn't getting the play-by-play. I was focused on my own thing. But they had wrapped up their sexual session.
Sure.
And then it fucking turned into, let's get a training session into let's get Hannah to squirt. So it seriously became like an educational fucking session after this. This sounds so weird.
So, but does Hannah normally squirt?
Yes. When she wants to. So
this is like, okay.
Like she knows how to do it. And she knows when like her body's had enough. She's like, no, we're done. He told me how to do it. Like I can do it now. Like you like scoop in the pussy, like I had two fingers in her, and then instead of just like pounding like inward in a straightward motion,
yeah, but you,
like I was up and down really motherfucking fast. Like you can't even think, you just let the muscles go. Your fucking fingers and forearm just go.
Mm-hmm.
They just go. And then you like feel her tensing up the person, and then it just happens. She just squirted at one point. At one point I was actually walking by when he was demonstrating it.
You were walking by.
Well, I walked behind
you. You were just like walking around the room.
It was wait a small minute. Room. But he was showing me how to do it, and I like came behind him and to get a better angle. And like she squirted, and I was like, "Oh my God, you just got it near my eye!" Like, and then we all laughed because I say the weirdest fucking shit to make it funny.
So first you were about to poop yourself, and then you got pussy juice and then I was in your eye.
Oh, you came in my eye, and then everybody laughed.
I mean, that's pretty good. So yeah.
No, but really, like, he was just showing us how to do it. It's like a come hither motion, but up and down, but really fast. I did it to her. I made her come. Like, I made her squirt. Barry got to do it for a little bit. He was like, what the fuck? This is hard work. He made her squirt a little bit. Wow. I went back, tried a little more. It was hard. So then I let Mark go back and do it to finish her off, basically.
Oh my God, this poor girl.
She did a little bit more and she's like, I'm done. I'm fucking done.
Jesus, like, please stop.
I'm done. So she took a break, but like, I felt like this was the most educational, eye-opening, sexy experience.
There's a lot going on.
I've ever fucking had. Yeah. And it was super fucking unexpected. None of this was discussed ahead of time. Like, we were literally playing Connect 4 prior to this with another couple. And then this happened. And then I squirted for the first time and I learned how to do it. What the fuck? I love my life.
What kind of night is this?
It was just so crazy. Unexpected.
Charisma with a K.
Super fucking hot. Like, I hope we run into them again soon. Like, I'd definitely be open to trying something again soon. But, mm-hmm. Like, charisma. What the fuck? Mm-hmm. Hard to say, but I guess the takeaway would be not being afraid to try something new.
Yeah.
Being comfortable with people that you know, to let them give you a new experience. Relax in the moment. Enjoy yourself in the moment and only focus on that when you're there. Like, don't let your mind get distracted, because it will fucking pay off if you do it. And I think that's maybe the one of very few times I've let myself be in the moment, totally focused, totally relaxed. And that's what fucking happened.
Oh, well, we're going to go towel off, maybe take a shot to cool down from all that hotness. And we will be back with our final segment, the surprise question from Barry. Okay, we're back. Final segment, surprise question. This episode comes to us from Barry.
Okay, I'm going to read it right off the computer.
Oh my God.
Barry says, "This is likely the last podcast we will record in 2022.
Mm. Aw.
So let's take a trip down memory lane.
Oh shit, let's not.
What was one memorable lifestyle or sexual encounter from 2022 that you enjoyed and why? And looking forward, what is one thing you hope to accomplish sexually during 2023 and why? Is it a fantasy you're dying to live out? Is it just your favorite sexual situation, or just something new that you're open to? So what's a memorable encounter from this year, and then what are you looking to accomplish sexually next year?" Take it away, Kenzie.
All right, so I think the standout sexual memory of 2022 for me would be the old DP with this little foursome, the old Gary and Barry in the holes, and Madison coaching me along. That was a good night.
Just breathe.
just relax. Just let go. So that was a good one. And off the top of my head, for looking ahead to 2023, like, I have had some really rando but very interesting and rewarding dreams recently.
Ooh.
About some of our fellow podcasters.
What?
I've also had a weird one.
Wow.
With me and Lee from Swinging Flamingos, where Kimmy from Swinging Flamingos and Brian from Front Porch Swingers
Jesus
were like directing us and telling us what to do.
Wow.
So I have like kind of I'm really excited. I hope there's another pod bash, and I hope that like some version of these weird dreams come to fruition with these really fun, sexy people. Like, I don't know in what format, if it'll ever happen, but
fuck, that's hot.
It's been, I don't know, I've been like eating weird food, or like just been like super just podcast focused, but I've had some interesting scenarios in my head with some of our podcast friends.
Well, fuck, I hope some of that comes true. That's amazing.
Well, I mean, it was good.
Can I help direct too if needed?
Yeah, no, come on in. Yeah, there's plenty of room.
Well, hot fucking damn. How am I going to top that, you bitch?
No, it's not. You don't have to top anything.
No, but that's fucking amazing. I'm like thriving off of those dreams.
It's random. Wow. Yeah. And I mean, you should be there too, so.
Thanks. Maybe. Okay. All right. From 2022. Oh my God. So many fucking hot sexual experiences. It's not even fair to pick one. It's not.
No. Yeah.
And this is so on the spur of the moment. Fuck, can I kind of copy you and say my first DP experience? It wasn't the time with all four of us.
No.
But that was great too.
That's fine. It was fine.
But the first time it happened with Blaze, that was just like, I think I was just so awestruck that it could physically happen with me. I didn't think my body would like allow it to happen, but it happened. Same thing with squirting like a week ago. Like, I didn't think my body would physically allow it to happen, and it fucking happened. So every experience I've had in 2022 has been mostly amazing, except for hairy balls. And I am very thankful for all of them. Even that one, it's been a learning experience. But yeah, maybe DP was my best memory. And next year, I don't even fucking know. my fantasy has still always been getting like a legitimate hot fucking deep tissue massage and then having it be by someone that turns me on, most likely a male, yeah, that I want to fuck. And then I end up fucking him because he turns the massage dirty. I know that's like every female's fantasy, but why not 2023? Let's make it happen. Anyone with some good hand skills who can give a really good massage. That is my sexual goal. Massage me and fuck me. Thank you. That's all I want.
I would take that every day, all day. Yep, that's a good one.
Yeah, so I think that's about it.
That's all I got to say about that.
That's all we got for episode 33. Thank you all for joining us. As usual, we so appreciate you.
Thank you.
We'd love to hear from you guys. If you would like to support us, the best way to do it is by visiting buymeacoffee.com/FWAT podcast. That's the best way to support us financially for this podcast. Mm-hmm. We use it for, gosh, all the hella shit that goes on behind the scenes that we didn't realize. And right. Again, if you support us that way, you get access to some private videos, photos, outtakes from some episodes, which are really good.
Priceless.
And some sexy photos, if I haven't mentioned. Some extra sexy photos we try to share there, too. And if you like what you hear, please leave us a rating or a review on whatever podcast platform you're listening to us from. We would appreciate that. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter, again, FWAT_podcast. And coming soon next year, we are going to be doing another pod bash. Woo! We promise to have details to you guys soon. We are in the works with it. We've been in correspondence with the Front Porch Swingers and some of the other amazing podcasters Woo! That we've worked with in the past for this event. So stay tuned for deets on that.
Ah! Can't wait. All right, friends. That's it. Episode 33 is a wrap. Get out there and find your twist.
Oh, yeah.